untimely death. Death.
Self-reinvention is my middle name. Because you know my motto, ch-ch-ch-ch-changes.
We have this really interesting mix of personalities and talent. You know, each guy brings something to the dance.
Showed McCartney around, and him and Jack and Marty, and we just sat around and played and fooled around, you know, nothing really special or recordable, even just jamming.
The Beatles have been, as it were, Lennon and McCartney, and then George and Ringo bringing up the rear a bit, haven't they? Oh, they were that way.
Yeah, it's sort of. Yeah, we were the economy class Beatles.
Counting days, which stops me from counting time, which allows me to still look the same as I did 10 years ago.
And I said, okay, we'll give it a whirl. Let's try your song. Let's see if it works. And we did. And at the end of that session, I was able to say to them, you got your first number one.
Fab Four. I had no idea that 40 years later everybody would still be referring to John, Paul, George and Ringo as the Fab Four.
You know I'm crazy about you?
No, why?
Because you're such a gonk.
He says, listen, Henry, the guitar player's going to be playing the solo and My Love, and I says, that's no problem, you know, nothing to do with me. He says, well, are you okay with it? And I said, yeah. And he says, well, okay.
And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new.
We are the Beatles came. The Beatles came and gave us the Beatles home autograph.
That's it.
I'm the king.
You want to put down the bass first, or
yeah.
You want to do it simultaneously?
No, simultaneously.
At
one and the same time.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Sure, man.
And then John Lennon had bought the same guitar in Liverpool when he started to play, and he was using that Rickenbacker guitar. On those are precious, precious memories.
Talked them into the fact that they didn't have to do a thing. I'd do it all. I had to do sign a piece of paper. And we actually got four voices from Liverpool, four Liverpudlians.
I like everything they do. You know, there's nothing I don't like. Like the last song on the last album, you know, I think that's very, very beautiful.
He said, John Paul will do me at least one song you should ever always hit. And that was the incredible thing about me.
The curtains fell apart, and there they were, five leather clad figures, bombing all around the stage. But they looked good right away, before they played a note. I thought they looked good.
The only time I really sort of got upset was the night that they appeared on the Palladium, and I just took my shoe off and threw it at the television set.
In my life, I love you.